शांति। आज
ओम शांति।
सतगुरुवार के दिन
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु
आप सबकी याद लेके
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स रिमेम्ब्रेंसेस
वतन में
एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन
तो दूर से क्या देखती हूँ
व्हाट डिड आई सी एट अ डिस्टेंस
कि बहुत सुंदर सुंदर पंडाल सजे हुए
हैं वेरी ब्यूटिफुल
और उस पंडाल
मार्की टेंट लाइक
लाइटिंग
स्ट्रक्चर सेट अप एंड देयर वाज लाइटिंग ऑल अराउंड
अनेक भक्तों की
एंड देयर वर
लाइन लगी हुई
लाइंस एंड लाइंस ऑफ डिवोटीज स्टैंडिंग देयर
आ रहे हैं
दे वर कमिंग अप मूविंग क्लोजर एंड क्लोजर
किसके हाथ में
Some had flowers in their hands.
कई प्रकार की चीजें थी
and in the hands of others of other items. And so they were taking around and then leaving. After a few seconds,
भिन्न प्रकार की देवियों के
I saw that within these tents, within these marquees, there were the different models of the goddesses.
दिखाई दे रहे थे और
They were very beautiful idols.
कुछ मॉडल्स ऐसे थे जो मूविंग मॉडल थे.
Some were moving models.
थोड़े सजे हुए थे.
Some were decorated nicely.
कुछ मॉडल्स ऐसे थे, सिंपल भी थे.
And some models were very simple.
Vibration.
But
बहुत अच्छे दिखाई दे.
They were giving out very lovely vibrations. After a few seconds, I noticed Baba coming from a distance. And there were some Maharathi souls with Baba. As Baba came closer, I saw Baba was smiling very broadly. Baba then said, Children, today Baba had taken his special jewels with him on a tour of the world to see what the devotee souls are doing
and
in what way are they fulfilling their devotional feelings. So Baba had taken all the Maharathi souls to show these scenes around the world. There were some devotees who were lost in the love of their deities. Some devotees were just doing everything for show, and there were some who had just had come for a glimpse of their deities. Some were very unhappy and so they just had this one wish that their pure desires could be fulfilled. So Baba saw these scenes himself and then also showed the Maharathi souls these scenes. At present it is the time of Navratri in Bharat.
तो उसी समय क्या देखती हूँ कि बाबा के सामने
तो बाबा showed the scenes of what the devotees are doing and what Baba's children are doing. Baba then emerged many many brothers and sisters in front of him. There was a very beautiful throne in front of all the children. Baba seated all the children on this throne.
अपने खुद ही हाथ लगा करके बच्चों का श्रृंगार
and Baba himself decorated all the children as they were seated on these thrones in the form of their of the beloved deities in their complete form, their perfect form. So as Baba seated everyone on these thrones, there were some of Baba's children who were stabilized in that stage. There were some who were looking at others and then their own decoration was just disappearing. So Baba was giving them decoration, was decorating them, but their decoration was disappearing. And then very gradually they get off the throne. And it was though they were coming into the line of the devotees, coming to stand in the line of the devotees. Baba then said, Baba has made every Brahmin child one with all rights. Baba has made the seating them in that stage of their perfect form of giving blessings. So Baba is seating them in that seat, but the children forget their seat and keep looking at others. And then all the rights that the father has given these children and all the decoration that the father has done for the children, that decoration, those rights automatically get merged and are not visible anymore. So now according to the time, the children have to be stable on that their seat of their inner stage. So remember the rights that Baba has given you, the blessings that Baba has given you, become the form of that, the embodiment of all of that, so that you can give visions to the devotee souls and fulfill their pure desires. Baba has given you the reward of all these blessings, and you have to become the embodiment of all those attainments. Whether it's devotee souls or souls out there in the world, they use their attainments for different things. But all the reward that the Father has given you, you have to enable others to become perfect, make them complete, and stabilize yourself in that stage of giving blessings. And then there was the scene of all the devotee souls coming in front of the goddesses. There were some goddesses who were revealed for a few seconds and then they would disappear. So Baba explained, the father has made the children in this way that you should be in that stage of giving visions to anyone anytime they come to you. You have to be able to give attainments to anyone whenever they come in front of you. So there are some children who are able to stabilize themselves in that stage, but then they come out of that stage quickly as well. So the present time is such . So this form is beneficial for you children as well as for others. So at the present time, there are different ways that Maya is going to come. So the more you're in this perfect stage, you'll be able to push off Maya from a distance. She won't be able to come close to you. You'll be able to also give others the father's introduction through your own perfect form. You'll be able to give experiences to the devotee souls. You'll be able to fulfill pure desires of many, many souls. The father has made the children those who have all rights. Baba has enabled you to experience your perfect stage. Baba fills the soul with everything it needs. So you have to stabilize yourselves in that stage. Do not look at other souls. Keep the father always in front of you. The father is your backbone, and he's in front of you as well. He is your companion too, because the father is the one who's carrying out this entire task. And the father is revealing the task through the shaktis, through your souls. And this is why Baba is drawing special attention to this. The verb was placed in front of Baba to offer it to Baba. And what Baba did was, he emerged all the goddesses today. What are the devotees doing now? They all, during the days of Navratri, they offer so many things to the goddesses. They have that wish to offer everything to the goddesses. So Baba is also going to accept the bhog along with his service companions, that is all the goddesses. So of course these souls were all Baba's children who were in their angelic form, in their deity form, and also were visible in their Brahmin form. So as Baba picked up the bhog, it was as though everyone, the bhog reached everyone. So today Baba said he is accepting bhog along with all the children. So Baba offered the bhog to the children, and then the children offered bhog to Baba. So just look, Baba continued saying, this is the speciality of the Brahmin life, to give respect to one another, give each one that companionship and move along, and then every task will always be successful. And within this success is merged Baba's glorification. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and then returned. Om Shanti.